From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, Monday said he has no evidence of improper contacts between officials working on President Donald Trump's election campaign and Russian agents.
We still have not seen any evidence of anyone that from the Trump campaign or any other campaign for that matter that's communicated with the Russian government.
Nunes said he has no plans to expand an investigation already underway, but the top Democrat on the panel, Congressman Adam Schiff, said no conclusions have yet been drawn.
I think it very important, having been an assistant U.S. attorney for 6 years, that when you begin investigation, you don't begin by stating what you believe to be the conclusion.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer said months of investigations and media reports have yielded nothing substantive.
We have now for 6 months heard story after story come out about unnamed sources say the same thing over and over again, and nothing's come of it. We've heard the same people, the same anecdotes, and we've heard reports over and over again. And as Chairman Nunes very clear today, he has seen nothing that corroborates that.
Lawmakers in both chambers of Congress are looking at details of findings by the U.S. Intelligence Committee that Russia meddled in the U.S. election in an effort to help the president defeat Democrat Hillary Clinton. Gambia's President Adama Barrow Monday fired the head of the armed forces, General Usman Baji, and dismissed a number of other senior military officers, all holdovers from the long autocratic rule of his predecessor, Yahya Jammeh. The director of the prison system has been arrested, along with several suspects of the alleged death squads. The head of the country's intelligence agency was also sacked last week. Jammeh, a former military officer who seized power in 1994, went into exile last month after losing a December 1st election to Mr. Barrow. This is VOA News. In West